This week's edition of the Detroit Bureau's Headlight News is brought to you by Toyota. Take your adventures further with the RAV4 Hybrid's advanced engine that produces an ample 219 combined net horsepower and has an EPA estimated 40 combined MPG. A hybrid exclusive XSE grade pushes it further with its sport-tuned suspension and styling. Visit toyota.com/RAV4Hybrid to find out more.
This is thedetroitbureau.com's Headlight News. I'm Paul Eisenstein. Welcome. It was a busy week in the automotive world, and here are some of the big stories we've been covering on thedetroitbureau.com. Toyota CEO Akio Toyoda made headlines this past week, announcing he'll hand over the reins to Lexus brand boss Koji Sato on April 1st. But Toyota will continue serving as the automaker's chairman. Sato will face some real challenges as the new chief executive. Among other things, Toyota has struggled with extensive production cuts due to semiconductor and other parts shortages. And while it was once the darling of environmentalists, the automaker has taken sharp criticism because of the outgoing CEO's opposition to battery electric vehicles. GM, meanwhile, took hits from environmental groups after announcing it'll spend nearly $1 billion on a new internal combustion engine, even as it says it's moving to an all-electric future. Tesla has had its own problems. Though it's regained some momentum this month, its share price buoyed by strong fourth-quarter sales and record earnings. Even so, the automaker has had to cut its prices to bring buyers back into showrooms, and analysts warn that could hurt earnings going forward. After repeated delays, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the Cybertruck will go into production before the end of the year, but the pickup likely won't be delivered to buyers, at least not in any volume, until 2024. By then, it's expected to face extensive competition from products like the Ford Lightning, GMC Hummer, Chevy Silverado, Rivian R1T, and others. In other news, Tesla announced plans to invest nearly $4 billion to expand its Nevada Gigafactory, that will let it produce the company's new battery electric semi-truck. After suffering a sharp sales decline in 2022 due to the semiconductor shortage, Honda officials said sales could jump as much as 40% this year. They credit a wave of new products like the Honda Accord and Pilot and the Acura Integra. They also see surging demand for their hybrid models. The carmaker plans to start taking orders late in 2023 for its long-range Honda and Acura EVs, and it announced a major global reorganization to help boost its electrification program. Finally, Mercedes becomes the first automaker to start selling vehicles capable of Level 3 autonomous driving this year. In lay terms, that means they'll be capable of driving hands-free without the driver having to pay attention to the road, like less sophisticated systems such as GM's Super Cruise and Tesla's Autopilot. A motorist will be able to text, make calls, even watch streaming videos on the car's infotainment system. Mercedes Drive Pilot will operate at speeds up to 40 miles an hour, making it useful while commuting. It'll first debut in Nevada and California and is expected to cost around $8,000. And those are the stories making headlines on thedetroitbureau.com. Now for the week's top story, here's Jeff Zerschmid.
Thanks, Paul. Our top story this week is that Akio Toyoda is stepping down as CEO and president of Toyota Motor Company. Toyoda led the company bearing his name for 13 years and will step into a new role as chairman of the board in the company founded by his grandfather. Toyota has led the company through the beginnings of the transition to battery electric vehicles and has been known as a bit of a contrarian in the migration to EVs. Toyota believes plug-in hybrids offer a better path forward to power most transportation with electricity by spreading limited battery resources among more vehicles. Toyota also pushed for a variety of other technological advances, including autonomous and connected vehicle technologies, robotics, and flying cabs. The new CEO will be Koji Sato, who manages the Lexus brand and Toyota's Gazoo racing team. Toyota is passing the torch to Sato with a mission to transform the enterprise into a mobility company. Sato is closely aligned with Toyota, especially when it comes to putting more passion into the company's vehicles. Sato introduced distinctive and sometimes controversial designs into Lexus models and shifted engineering focus away from fuel economy and toward performance. That's this week's top story. Now here's Larry with our new vehicle review.
Thanks, Jeff. The 2023 Genesis electrified G80 is like any other G80 with one exception. It's battery electric powertrain. Sold only in 12 states, it joins an increasing number of battery electric vehicles from Hyundai Motor Group's luxury brand. But unlike the Genesis GV60, which uses the eGMP EV platform, the electrified G80 uses the same platform as the conventionally powered G80. With Genesis jamming batteries into a platform not designed for electrification, it burdens this vehicle with minimal headroom and a Lilliputian trunk. But this G80 is big on power. Its 87.2 kilowatt-hour battery pack, delivering 365 horsepower and 515 pound-feet of torque to all four wheels. Reaching 60 miles an hour takes less than 5 seconds, all while delivering 282 miles of range. The electrified G80 is everything its gasoline counterpart is, with nicely balanced steering, well-managed body lean, and the quick response that comes from an electric motor's instant torque. The vehicle has a feel appropriate to its station. However, the test vehicle had a dangerous electronic glitch. When driving at 35 miles per hour, the car capriciously switched driver profiles. Without warning, the seat bottom motored forward as the seat back reclined. The steering wheel retracted into the instrument panel as its rake changed. The side mirrors moved, providing views of the car's doors. The radio station presets changed, as did the radio station, all unprovoked while the vehicle was moving. Dangerous? You bet. Given that Genesis has cobbled together an EV by modifying an internal combustion engine sedan, it seems that the electrified G80 is an exercise of engineering expediency over excellence. That's this week's review, and now Mike Strong will look at what's coming in the week ahead. Mike?
Thanks, Larry. This week is all about numbers, earnings, and sales. General Motors and Ford are reporting their fourth quarter and full year earnings this week. GM will go first, revealing their results Tuesday morning. Ford follows a couple days later, reporting Thursday afternoon. Analysts believe General Motors will report revenue growth of more than 21% on a year-over-year basis, coming in at about $154.4 billion. They expect earnings per share will be on the rise as well, but not quite as much as revenue, moving up to $7.19 a share, just a 2.6% jump. Ford is expected to see a better than 16% leap in revenue to $146.6 billion, with its earnings also heading upward to $1.99 per share, which is a 25.2% increase compared with 2021. In addition, it's the start of the month, so we'll also get the first round of January auto sales results from companies like Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, and more on Wednesday, February 1st, with Ford and a few others trickling in the next day. Automakers are expecting an uptick in sales of about 2.7% over last January's results. However, they'll be off significantly, about 19.8%, from December's totals. The winners of January, according to the analysts at Cox Automotive, will be the sellers of full-size pickups and mid-size sedans. They're expected to be up 12.1% and 1.1%, respectively. Those numbers bode well for Ford, GM, and Stellantis on the truck side, and on the car side, executives at Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, and Kia may have something to look forward to. Naturally, we'll have a slew of new product reviews, features, and breaking news as well. Now let's go back to Larry with this week's look at automotive history. Larry?
Thanks, Mike. Time to take a road trip back into the self-propelled past with This Week in Automotive History. This week in 1853, one of the earliest self-propelled road vehicles built in the United States shocks startled onlookers as machinist Richard Dudgeon drives his Dudgeon steam wagon in New York City at speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. Dudgeon created the vehicle, which has a steering wheel and accommodations for eight, in hopes of ending the abuse and mistreatment of horses. In 1869, the Peerless Ringer and Manufacturing Company is founded in Cleveland, Ohio, later changing its name to the Peerless Motor Car Company in 1902. Regarded as the luxury car equal to Packard and Piercero, the Great Depression causes sales to tank, and the automaker diversifies into brewing Carling Beer, a brand now owned by Molson Coors. In 1954, General Motors unveils the XP21 Firebird 1, the first gasoline turbine automobile in the United States. Designed strictly as an engineering and styling exercise, the 370-horsepower Firebird 1 is intended to determine whether a gas turbine is suitable for production. In 1965, the Shelby GT350 debuts, designed and developed by legendary race car driver Carroll Shelby. Based on a Ford Mustang Fastback, the GT350 loses its back seat but gains a host of performance upgrades, including a 306-horsepower 4.7-liter V8. Shelby builds 562 units the first year, and the car remains in production through 1971. In 1980, the visionary designer Giovanni Michelotti dies in Turin, Italy, at the age of 59. And the world loses the talent of the man who designed the Ferrari 166, Ferrari 375mm, Maserati 5000 GT, Triumph Spitfire, Cunningham C3, among more than 1,200 designs. And that's the road we've traveled this week in automotive history. For TheDetroitBureau.com, I'm Larry Prince.
Thanks, Larry, and that's it for now. You've been listening to TheDetroitBureau.com's Headlight News. I'm Paul Eisenstein.